You're listening to Breakfast with Pablo.
Thursday Thoughts with wellness coach and author Andrew Joblin today. And this week we're discussing breathing and how important it is to take a good breath of air and good air, more importantly as well. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, Pablo. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you ran through some really interesting things in this chapter of your book, The Wellness Puzzle, that we just kind of take it for granted, don't we? Because it's happening all the time, and most of the time it's happening unconsciously. It's just there.
Well, it is. Yeah.
But the amount of air that we breathe, it's incredible when you actually broke it down and we did that little test with breathing and how many times we did it in a minute. It's quite mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing. And I think there's good and bad news about the fact that it is unconscious. I mean, imagine if you had to consciously take every single breath. It would be quite a stressful life. Mm. You wouldn't get a lot of sleep because you'd be worried about taking a breath. So the good news is we don't have to think about it. But on the other hand, the bad news is we don't think about necessarily what it is with every breath we take, what's actually going into our body. And as you know, mate, you obviously did the test. How many times did you breathe in a minute? Did you count it?
I think it was about 18 to 19. I lost track a little bit, but I think it was around that.
So if you do 18, if you're breathing in 18 times a minute, then it's quite incredible how many litres of air actually go into your lungs as you know on a daily basis. So I'm just doing the math now. 18 times a minute is just over 1,000 breaths an hour, which is about 26,000 breaths a day. And on average, we take in about half a litre of air every breath. So you're taking just under 13,000 litres of air into your body every single day.
Wow.
And that is a ridiculous amount. I mean, it's even hard to visualise what 13,000 litres. I mean, you have a look at a litre of water and think about how much struggle. Some people have drinking 2 litres of water a day. Well, imagine 13,000 litres of it. And so, I guess, look, breathing is important. We need to breathe. We need it for life. Everything we need, everything obviously relies on oxygen and air in our lungs. And there's some incredible benefits of deep breathing in terms of meditation and relaxation and getting oxygen to the parts of the body that needs it. But the challenge is often it's just not even considered what's in that air. And we know that air is polluted. Look, go outside in a metropolitan area and you know it straight away. What many people are not aware of is actually the air inside a building and inside their home is up to 5 times more polluted than the air outside, which makes sense when you think about it because inside it's a contained space, right? I mean, it's almost more concentrated and there's more sources of toxins inside your home. For example, you know, the paint on the walls and the carpet, and if you've got pets, you know, and then there's, you know, skin cells and smoke and bugs and countertops and all sorts of stuff. So there's thousands and thousands of pollutants and chemicals and poisons that are in our home that we're breathing every single day and we don't even think about it. So I guess where I'm coming from is, look, it's pretty hard to control the air outside. In fact, impossible. You can't do that. I mean, I guess the best you can do, and people see it all the time, are those people wandering around with masks over their mouth, the surgical mask, to maybe help prevent some of that pollution getting in. But what we can control is the air in our home. And the air in our bedroom is the worst by far. And if you think about, you know, where most people struggle respiratory-wise, it's at night and in the morning. They wake up congested, or if they're asthmatic, at night it's worse. That's because our bedroom is full of, you know, you really don't want to know, mate, what you're sleeping in.
And so you have some pretty practical advice around air purifiers and the effect that it had. I think it was your father-in-law?
Yeah, hilarious story. So my father-in-law is a chronic snorer. I mean, he is that bad that, you know, like the house shakes and the windows crack and planes fall out of the sky. That sort of, like, and my mother-in-law just got used to it, you know, this thunderous, and I don't know if she got a lot of sleep, but she just got used to the noise. And Laura, my wife, Laura and I decided, well, we need to do something about air quality when I started to understand it. So we purchased a high quality air purifier, and in fact, we've got a couple because obviously we've got a big house and we wanted in different rooms of the house. So we decided to lend Laura's parents this air purifier just to see if it would have an effect on Paul's snoring. And the next morning, Laura rang her mum really excited to say, what, how'd it go, what happened? And Laura's mum was quite angry. She said, come and take the stupid machine. And Laura said, why? What's wrong? She said, I did not sleep for 1 second. Your father didn't make a sound. I had to keep nudging him every 10 minutes to make sure he's alive. So, I mean, that's it's funny, but it's very powerful to you know, there's so many people that struggle with respiratory issues, allergies and asthma and snoring, and we think it's hereditary and we think it's genetic, and we go and take all these drugs and sprays and stuff and we pump our body with chemicals, when the answer in many, 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 many cases is simply purifying the air and controlling the air that's going into the body that's actually causing the problem. And a good quality air purifier, salt lamps, there's plants that purify the air. There's so many ways you can control and purify the air inside your home. And I just think that's one of the easiest things you can control.
And I think this is a topic, what you put in the book as well, specifically for this chapter, because I know a lot of people will hear this and, yeah, take it with a grain of salt. And the tragedy is that so many people live by the old she'll be right attitude when it comes to their health and well-being. The truth is she most definitely won't be right unless you take positive, proactive and preventative measures now. And this is a key one.
It is a key one. You know, it is that we do live by that she'll be right attitude, and we think, you know, it's just air and, you know, it's not a big deal. But every single breath you take, if you're taking with it a heap of chemicals and toxins into your body, look, one breath's not going to do any damage, and 10 breaths, even 100, maybe even 1,000 breaths is going to do no damage. But at some point, that level of toxicity and poison in the body has got to break the body down. It has to, and it has to lead to some sort of disease. It's got to. And so, I mean, if purifying 50 to 60 to 70% of the air we breathe is as simple as investing in something that's going to purify the air, to me, it's crazy you wouldn't do it. Like, that just makes sense to me. Exercising is hard and changing your eating habits can be difficult, but plonking some sort of purification system in your home and turning it on is the easiest thing we can do.
Exactly.
You don't even have to think about it. You just got to do it.
You got to go to the shop once and you're done.
Exactly. And people say, well, it's expensive, expensive. Yeah, yeah, but so is recovering lost health. Mm. And I guarantee you, recovering lost health is way more expensive than the investment you'll make in a high-quality air purifier.
Breakfast with Pablo.